Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm Jared Free.
Chris, so happy to have you back. We missed you last week. How was it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
We need a Chris's vacation segment.
Well, my vacation was nowhere near as exciting as a K weekend. I went to see my friend who is married and lives in a suburb in Glasgow.
It was lovely, but
nothing insane happened. I didn't meet any famous people or bachelor contestants, but
they met you.
They met me, and that's what's important.
And you use the word lovely now. Look how much you've changed. You're so refined now.
I've always used the word lovely. I've just never had a reason to describe something that way.
I had such a quaint time in Glasgow.
But yes, I missed the finale, if you can believe it. But listen, she's caught up. She's ready for this new season. I've studied these guys because of Bachelor Instagram. Like, I feel like I could take a test on these men.
So dealing with the Bachelor Instagram, let's get the tea. Before every season, there's a group of guys that kind of reach out a little bit.
Yeah.
Well,
and I don't hear from them. My review hasn't come out yet, and I think I'm going to be out on Sunday with that, so I'm behind. But have there been, before we get into the cast, anybody reaching out to the Bachelor account or to you, Kay, individually? As I know, Kay is.
I was going
to
say,
they on used her own, to reach, the Bachelor account, a they, walking they, Bachelor account.
They used to reach out to Bachelor, but that was when Kay ran Bachelor. Now they just go to the source directly.
To the source.
Let's do Kay's DMs, a little new segment. DMs.
Has anybody reached out to you? I already have. The one that I love the most, I looked up his Instagram, and he does follow Bachelor.
Okay.
Oh, a lot of them do.
Let that be known. Who is your favorite so far? If we were gonna start,
my favorite so far is Romeo. He's a mathematician.
Okay,
of course he
is. Let's go to Romeo.
I don't think Kay's gonna think he's like dopey. I feel like, right?
Oh yeah, no, he's cute.
What a fitting name.
Now, how is a mathematician paying for his rent in New York City? Well, like, how does that work?
He's a PhD, so I don't know. I looked at on his Insta. He says he's a there was a picture from when he got his PhD.
Okay, I'm gonna read his bio right now to the group. Okay.
Oh God, I don't know that I read the bio, so I'm nervous. If it's something stupid,
let me preface this. We're gonna be reviewing most of the contestants, not all, the ones that kind of jump off the screen to us. We definitely want to go over Chris's favorite just from, now that he's an expert in these people. We don't know these people. We are making fun with love. And to be honest, and I say this when I review these people all the time, it's like, we really only have their name, their age, their job, where they live, and a short bio written by an intern.
Yeah, so, definitely an intern.
So we're making, if anything, we're making fun of someone who fits that profile that we've met. So this isn't mean to the people. This is actually meaner to the people we know. Like, if I knew a mathematician, I'd be making fun of him.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so to the people at home that are like, this is probably our cruelest episode, but we're doing this, but we're being cruel to the people we love the most. And, this guy, Romeo, math has always come easy. The one equation he has yet to solve, though, is Romeo plus X equals true love.
I'm sick. Like, that's my stomach.
That's an intern. Okay. And this Harvard graduate. Okay. We got a Harvard guy is here to find that missing variable. He is looking for an adventurous woman who is smart, active, and motivated. Yeah. You and everyone else.
I'm out.
Chris is done. wait, he's looking for He's looking for someone who says lovely about the countryside of Glasgow. Chris.
Oh, awkward. How did you? I feel
so
like
weird.
How do we not know?
Nothing turns him on more than someone with a curious mind. In a dream world, Romeo would love to find a woman who will spend the day exploring New York's many museums, and once the sun goes down, will tear up the dance floor with him at salsa night. Like, this person doesn't exist. Like,
Romeo,
the museum to salsa night, Romeo, that's a little much for Romeo. Listen, what brought you into Romeo?
Romeo, she does exist, only she's a man, so you're going to have to come up with some, you're going to have to figure it out, but I'm waiting here. I'm taking
Chris is
salsa
be posting
lessons.
Instagram stories from the Met. Just,
me going to my salsa lesson on the way home from the Museum of Modern Art.
My favorite part about these bios is are the bottom, like the three like fun facts or whatever.
I know, yeah.
So we have Romeo is very interested in clean technology. Romeo wants to go to Burning Man one day. And Romeo studied Japanese for 3 years in college. I mean,
Toide wa doka desu. I know how to say where's the bathroom in Japanese. Okay. I know how to do drugs at Burning Man. And I have a cell phone. So
wow,
we have a lot in common, Romeo.
Pun. Okay, but so he's messaged the Bachelor.
He what?
Oh, he's just following.
He follows. He didn't message.
Gotcha.
Okay. Kay, have you heard? Do you have a favorite? Now that we're here, we're in favorites land. That's
okay.
Chris's favorite. Do you have a favorite? And have you been messaged? Kay, let's go to Kay's DMs.
So this is actually.
Let's go to Kay's DMs, both the received and delivered folders.
Right. No, so it's actually funny because one of the guys, he's actually the first guy on here, Alec. Yes.
The engineer from North Charleston, whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever. I actually got a message from him. Okay, back in September, he like DM'd me, like responded to one of my stories or whatever, because it was like me showing off my new teeth. But I said something like, mouth is still very numb. Better pics to come. And he goes, that's what. And he was like, what I said after ABC released our headshots, like better pics to come.
Oh, okay.
And so, and I was like, LOL, stop or whatever. And we chatted back and forth for a bit. Turns out, you guys ready? I actually slid into his TikTok DMs back in August 2020.
Wow. What? So, how did you end up there?
I don't know. And I didn't remember.
Kay just wandering the internet.
Yeah.
Falling into Bachelor contestants.
And I did not remember this because he was like, you actually, because I was like, obviously you're messaging me because of the show, blah, blah, blah. He goes like, well, you actually DM me first. I'm like, when? And he sends me a screenshot of the TikTok DMs from August 2020.
A TikTok DM from August 2020.
What did your TikTok DM say, Kay?
If she doesn't remember it.
I said,
you don't mind me.
No, I have the screenshot up, but I like.
Yeah.
He didn't send me the whole thing. I said,
The
starting
whole
thing.
How much did you write?
It must have been like a lot of back and forth, and I have no recollection of it at all until he sent this. But the first thing he sent to me, I was like, but yeah, I lurked your IG and you're cute. And I'm like, sick.
You said that.
And he was talking about his like modeling stuff. He was like, I get dragged for posting my modeling pics.
Where does he have modeling pics?
On his Instagram.
Well, his modeling pics would go very different. I mean, I've read his bio already because I'm getting ready to review these people. The modeling pics don't really fit the bio that has been written for him.
No,
Alec
except for the GQ magazine thing at the bottom. Yeah,
he loves to read GQ magazine, which I've never heard of in my entire life. And then it says, here's my favorite part of Alec's bio. Alec, after his first marriage ended, Alec learned a lot about the value of commitment. That means someone cheated.
Yeah.
I don't know who. I don't know why. I don't know where. I don't know if it's him. We're all going to assume it's him. But or if it was her or whatever. And then he said he's not here to waste anyone's time. This show is a waste of time. You're not going on here. Like the idea, like,
and you're
so
already
Alec
messaging
is our,
Kay, so let's safely assume Alec doesn't make it that far.
in 2020 during a pandemic. Life is on the brink of collapse, and he's like, we got to DM this thing. We got to figure this out over TikTok.
Not to mention also that he said that his favorite thing to eat for breakfast is cottage cheese. Yeah, are you ready to be with a man who, like, that's his favorite thing? That's what you eat.
He starts his day with curdled milk.
Like,
yeah,
that's
you're a crazy person.
Like, do you want bacon and eggs or cottage cheese?
No, I'm good. I'm good with these lumps, these tasteless lumps.
Literally tasteless, because you can make it. It's sort of like a tofu type thing where you can turn it into whatever you want. It can be like dessert with like cinnamon and pineapple, or it can be like with sriracha and all this kind of shit. I'm like,
no,
cottage cheese is not
absolutely
it.
Not.
No, that ain't happening.
No, he brings you breakfast in bed, and it's like a bowl of
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Let's go to Brandon J because I have a premonition, because he lists that he has no interest in ever going bungee jumping. So who wants to bet that his first date is bungee jumping?
Guess who's going bungee jumping?
Okay, you guys, pro tip, not for obviously Chris and Jared, but everybody listening, pro tip, if you are going on this show, do not let anyone know what you're afraid of and what you like really like, because you're not going to do the things that you like, and you're definitely going to do the things that you hate.
I would go on and be like, my biggest fear is blowjobs from many women at the same time. Nothing is more scary to me.
And I love bungee jumping. Oh, I just want to, I bungee jump once a day. I love it. It's my biggest passion.
I live in fear of Chinese food, followed by getting very drunk
and hooking
every
up.
Day and hooking up. And so, I mean, before we get into like the whole cast as a whole, okay, Michelle, what do we know? How do we feel? Everyone is like, it seems as though, I mean, it's hard to not compare Michelle to Katie, because they're just intimately connected. They came from the same season. Katie kind of started out as the people's choice, and then that kind of like got some backlash. People were just like, there's an anti-Katie world out there that I've heard back from.
Yeah,
I'm sure
weird.
You guys have as well. Yeah. There's seemingly no anti-Michelle world. Like, everyone is in love, I'm trying to think of like what we know about her except school teacher, athlete. That's
I feel
it,
like
right?
I feel like of all the bachelorettes, Michelle is there for the right reasons. Like, I feel like Michelle does not care about being famous. She doesn't really like do a whole lot on social media. I feel like they're filming in Minnesota because that's where she lives, and that's where she wants to continue living, I'm assuming. Because remember, she said
that's interesting.
To Matt James, like, this is where I live and where I teach, and like that's where I want to be. And he was like, well, I would move to Minnesota for you, or I'll take Rachel to LA and be on Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
It's up in the air. Depending on ABC, it depends.
Kay's face to living in Minnesota. I've never seen someone so horrified in my entire life.
Like, imagine being like, I want to stay in Minnesota. Like,
I mean, Chris, you bring up a great point, because you do see this like pre-bachelor, bachelorette tour that they go on. Like, Matt James literally went on every guy's trip I've ever seen. So, like, before he went on as The Bachelor, he was on guy's trip after guy's trip. It was like a guy's trip tour, like he was parading the country. Katie, if you think back, her pre-bachelorette was like, I am the master of woke ceremonies in America. She was on every cause. You knew where it was going afterwards. And
also,
it is a
all
good
the
point
pictures,
that, like,
all the pictures of her with like old contestants. She was doing the San Diego tour before.
San Diego tour.
Yeah, she did the tour. She did. Michelle, you're right. I haven't really.
She didn't even have Instagram until she was on the show. Like, she doesn't give a fuck.
I feel like she's like, I'm this hot and I live in a small town in Minnesota, so I can't find anyone this hot to marry. So that's why I'm coming on the show. But this hot man is going to come live with me in Minnesota, and he's going to like bring the cookies to class when I forget them at home. And that's the vibe. And I'm here for that.
I feel like she was set up better, though, than Katie. Like, from the beginning, you know, Katie went first, but Katie, and remember, everything that all Katie's promos were very low budget. She had like the white background, like the Forever 21 outfits, like very low budget. Like, you could see the black like shoe marks on the floor during her promo video. And you have Michelle immediately set up with the $1 million, like Hannah Brown running through the forest type of thing. Like, she is automatically even her like main picture, she's been set up better than Katie. Yeah.
Her main picture, she looks like the star. Like,
the
it
star.
Is interesting. It is interesting. Her next to Brandon, like Brandon looks like a child next to her. Like, Brandon's not winning this show. Like, look at her and she's a woman that's a boy in a little bit. Like, you know, like, as opposed, you know, some of these guys, they just don't seem to match up to her. You know, her look.
She's, I mean, absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All right, guys, let's dive into these men.
So let's go to the first five. We already discussed Alec. We have Alec, Brandon, Brian, Casey. Of these guys, do we have any thoughts on anybody? We have Brandon, the traveling nurse, Brandon K, the brand manager, Brian, the NFL player.
See, yeah, Casey, that's the one that stuck out.
Yeah, Brian, the NFL player. I actually think there should be just a whole season where all the contestants are professional athletes.
No, wait, who's just bring a whole team.
Oh, Brian is the NFL
player. Brian 31.
Yeah, Brian 31, he looks like a lineman of some sort, which I like. I'm always going to be in favor of bigger guy on Bachelorette. Like, I always like that contestant.
Oh, but in his bio, it says, but Brian is not your stereotypical jock. He's a foodie, religious, family oriented, and completely down to earth about earth and finding himself a wife. Wow.
He also said, as one of his facts, that he thinks orchids are majestic, which shut the fuck up.
That sounds like something, that sounds like something straight men say to women because their mom said they like orchids.
Yeah.
You know, like orchids is like a deep enough cut. Men know that orchids like are women, like women are like love an orchid. Like, it's one of those like fun facts that people think are interesting, but it's just before it becomes a talked about topic. Like, they're almost, they're just in front of being a basic bitch, you know?
But it doesn't cue up with the whole, Brian has also been to every continent except for Antarctica. So he's been to every continent, but he thinks orchids are majestic. Like, that's what you got out of going to every continent.
Also, like,
how do you take care of an orchid when you're all on these vacations?
Also, the most interesting continent to go to is Antarctica. Like, I'm not that impressed that you went to the other ones.
Yeah, congrats.
Like,
you went to Glasgow and you say lovely now, who cares?
Brandon K, I think he's cute, the brand manager. but he loves the cha-cha slide and always buys travel insurance. So
and he wants to give also, a check away.
Yeah, I you also, can give yeah, me that I, check, honey.
I also don't trust anyone coming from Austin, any dude, brand manager from Austin. If you have a vague job from Austin, you have no job at all. Vague job from Austin, vague job from LA, vague job from Nashville. There's certain towns where I need you doctor, lawyer, you know, like I need like, or I'm just going to assume you DJ on the weekends.
Fair.
Just some towns don't match up with vague job. This guy,
no,
this guy, Casey is the worst. He's from Miami, and he says the number one thing that I think is like the worst bachelorette contestant thing to say that like makes you sound bad is when he says he's outgrown the local dating scene where the women care more about their Instagram stories than making meaningful connections. Like that's the easiest thing to say about your local scene. Like guys do this. It's a very straight dude thing to do where you're above social media. Because women like Instagram. Like, women generally like Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the fact. Like, there's a reason Betches has such a strong Instagram following. It is very female-focused. You know, you can look at fashion there. Stories are fun. You can go on Dumois and get all the tea, you know, all that stuff. This is a very...
Jared's just like, gay buzzword.
I don't like when someone goes on The Bachelorette as a dude and is like, oh, I'm so sick of... Like, has to toss... Miami under the bus? Like, well, I don't really...
I'm going to circle back in 3 to 6 months after he's been on the show and see if he hates Instagram.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I'm going to have this screenshotted and ready to go for when he's trying... He's selling some bullshit, also, like yeah. Hooters wings on his Instagram account.
Yeah.
So let's go to the next five. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Chris S. Hello?
Chris G. Did we say Chris G already?
No, but...
You didn't say Chris G.
Chris S.
Chris G wore a sweatshirt under his blazer, so he's not winning.
He's a motivational speaker, so that's the interesting fact here. Yeah. So Chris G, Chris S, Clayton, Daniel, and Edward. Clayton is like the
Bachelor. He's the next Bachelor.
Everyone knows this already. He is from Missouri, a medical sales rep. I don't know. We'll see. His says his rap alter ego is named Clay-Doh, so that made me want to... leap into traffic.
Oh, that's a no for me.
Can't wait for his season. Chris yeah. S is like screaming K's type.
I know. He looks like this guy looks like Chris Evans.
K. Did you already DM? Did you already
no,
DM?
No, but we have
him?
Friends in common. He lives in I West bet. Hollywood.
Well, commodities broker, West Hollywood. Okay.
Lives
specific
in West Hollywood.
Job. In a town where you have to have a specific job. Okay, so Chris S. might be a good, but he's, I don't know, Southern gentleman turned California beach boy. I don't really buy that. I don't buy that, like, I don't buy that someone's, like, out in the South being like, you know what's the best thing I can do to find a gal is move to the great city of Los Angeles. Like, I don't really
also,
buy
like,
that.
You're not a beach boy when you're living in WeHo. Like,
the gay capital of Los
closeted
Angeles.
You're a gay man.
He's a firm believer that chivalry isn't dead. And when the time comes, he's ready to sweep Michelle off her feet.
Well, if chivalry isn't dead, then answer my fucking DM. Like, hello? answer me.
Chris G, the motivational speaker, is Canadian, which...
Yeah, Nova Scotia.
Well, what is he motivating people in Nova Scotia for? He's like... go have a good day on the fisherman's boat. Yeah. Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, this group, they all kind of look very similar to me.
Yeah,
they all kind of have the same
look.
And if you go to the next group, they all have like specifically different looks. Like, if I go to the next four, Daniel, Edward, Garrett, and Jack. I mean, these guys look like they would be on, you know. On a totally different show. Like, I've never even, like, this is all different looks.
Yeah, they all look very, not the usual Bachelorette guys that we've been seeing, thank God. Because, I remember people post, they would post the the images of all the guys, like the big group photo, and they'd be like, tell me all these guys aren't the same exact person. Like just copy and pasted, like Sims.
Yeah, that was like in the era where it was the guy from St. Petersburg that ended up on floor, you know, the MTV show. What's his name?
Robbie's JoJo's era. JoJo's season
had a very much like same avatar video game look. Like everyone had the same type of look. But I mean, if you look at Daniel, Edward, Garrett, Jack, I mean, these guys look like they're on an episode of Next on MTV. Like this is...
let's say it. I think Jack is cute, but he's a former army officer. So he's probably doesn't those have any gay tendencies.
Those guys are always good in the house, though, because they've worked in a group before. I like them as house guys. I mean, Garrett looked like he feathered his hair before coming on the show.
Garrett is giving me like hair. Yeah, like a hairdresser kind of vibe. He has a blowout.
Just say it, Kay. He looks gay. Kay's like, he looks like he might be like a hairdresser
who
kisses men on the weekend at dance clubs.
But he's a tech CEO.
Let me just help Kay's hunch. Garrett, one of his fun facts is loves plants and calls himself a plant daddy. Can you imagine going to a guy's place? You're like, great date, fun guy, tech CEO. And then he's like, want to come over? And you're like, yeah. And then you walk in. He's like, oh, by the way, I'm a plant daddy. You're just like in what world is that going to be? Does that go over well?
Oh, and he loves pickles.
And that's in caps.
And but so
Jax also says he throws up at the sight of an onion.
What?
That's a weird thing.
Like do you throw up a lot then?
So he like projectile vomits at like the second he sees an onion.
I mean, guess who's going on an onion date?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
How are they going to turn that into a date? Hey, today we're going to the onion farm.
No, it'll literally just be like, hey, guys, you're going to eat chopped onions off each other. Like, they don't give a shit anymore.
No,
they
somebody on the show has a food kink. Like, one of these producers has a food kink, and you know that it's going to be an onion date with Jack.
Totally. And then we have a wellness coach from Los Angeles, Edward.
That means he's a trainer. I mean, that
he enjoys listening to John Mayer's music, especially on road trips.
I mean, can you imagine a worse Barry's boot camp class than the guy who's like, I'm going to throw in a little John Mayer and calls himself a wellness coach?
Yeah.
Like, is there any worse group fitness class?
You're hey guys, there. We're going to hit a steady incline as soon as the beat drops on. Your body is a wonderland.
Insane.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, let's go to the next line. Jamie, Joe, Jamari, Leroy, and LT.
LT is the most upsetting to me because he's a yoga guru.
I see LT being the sacrificial lamb for this season.
Yoga guru from Washington, from 38. Bellevue, which is like, 38. I mean... And Bellevue, I think, if I'm correct, Bellevue's like there, like in Washington State, it's like Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue, I think. And Bellevue is like a really nice area. So he's like, I mean, when you're a white yoga guru from Bellevue, Washington, who's 38, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
what's happening?
He also has two Savannah cats, which are like those giant. Like, they're like 20 grand. They're like not house cats. They're like a mix between like a house cat and like a bobcat kind
of. So that's how he spends his yoga guru money is on cats.
But But Bellevue is like a really rich, I think it's a real, if I'm, I might be totally wrong, but Bellevue is a, it's a very, it's the wealthiest area of the Seattle-Tacoma area. Like that's like their tech center. Like that's where the tech people live. So like it would make sense that this guy would be someone, some tech CEO's personal yoga guru. Like that area of the, everything about it is out of a movie that you'd be like, this person exists and now he does on this show.
Yeah, the medium household income in Bellevue is 120. So that's
I remember when you
thanks for looking that up, Chris. Yeah,
when you go to that area, Bellevue is kind of like the punchline. Like, even you know they would be like, oh, that's a Bellevue person.
Oh well, yeah, he has Savannah cats, which is like Justin Bieber cats, and he lives for a good spin class. So. The fact that LT has his grandfather's initials tattooed over his heart, and that's a fun fact.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I mean, he had me at Yoga Guru as a douche. Yeah. Jamie, Joe, Jamari, Leroy, anybody have
Jamie
opinions?
Looks way older than 32.
Yeah, Jamie does look old.
Jamie looks about 52.
Yeah, he does not look like a young man.
He's not giving me 32 vibes.
Jamie once traveled to Ecuador just to try their chocolate. Like, Jamie.
Also, this is another CEO. Why are there so many CEOs? Do they know to be a CEO, you have to have, like, multiple employees? You also have a CFO. You also have a CEO.
You're wondering, like, who's going on this show now? Like what these, I will say so far, a lot of older guys, a lot of guys in their 30s.
Yeah.
Which I love. That's great. Like it should be older guys, but then in my mind, because I want it to be older guys who are actually ready to get married, who are actually ready to make this commitment. But A of all, are you, because you're on a TV show, and B, you're if this doesn't work out, you're prolonging your, well, I can't date until this show's over.
Well, that's the thing. You start to, like, when they say they're not here to waste time, you're already lying.
Wasting time.
Like, you know, like, you're here for a fun time. Like, okay, listen. Many women who listen to this podcast have dated a 32-year-old guy who's like, I'm just not ready. So, like, the idea that, like, this 32-year-old guy is so ready is not, is crazy. Like, that's just not the case. This is a great way. To me, it's a great way to not have to settle down as a guy. Like, if you go on this show, you can always have the excuse of, like, well, I went on the love show, you know, like, so I do look like someone who wants love. But really, it's like, it's kind of like when you move your arms real quick as everyone else is jogging to, like, it's like when you're crossing the street and you kind of, like, fake run. But you're like, look, it looks like I'm running. It looks like I'm kind of jogging, but you're not. You know?
Another thing, another reason why I could never go on the show, it's cause, like, I'm already almost 33. So if I go on this show, I'll be at least 34 before I could even start dating again.
Yeah. You
and then I'm 40
wonder,
and then,
and then you're dead.
Falling apart.
And then it's over. Yeah. But I mean, you start to wonder, like, you think about Claire going on this show when she was 37 and, like, to a lot of people, she wasn't old enough. Like, they didn't like that she was considered the elder bachelorette, like, which I totally understand. But then you think of her 37 going on, like, just like you're saying, like, now she's, you know, dealing with a Dale breakup.
Yeah.
I think she was 39, you know? Right?
Now she is.
Oh, I thought at the time.
I'm saying she's been doing this relationship with Dale for 2 years now. We think of it as, like, yesterday. Like,
no, this was a hot minute ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're on, like, our fourth bachelorette.
I mean, like, Tayshia and Zach have been together for over a year already.
It's crazy.
Well, which I'll never understand that.
It's a high. The thing that just never gets mentioned is for everybody, male, female, whoever goes on the show, it's a high risk time consumer. High risk, you know, I guess high reward if you want to, like, make your career into being a bachelor contestant. Like, you know, you look at Joe and Serena. Like, the one thing that we talked about last week at the end of Bachelor in Paradise is, like, is Serena going to like retire from being in Bachelor Nation yeah. and get married to Joe? Like, is that, it's not like you're going to like keep up with Serena in her married life. I don't think that's kind of, you know, Joe is probably sitting there being like, I'm ready to like be at the grocery store and chill out.
Chill yeah. out.
All right, let's go to the next
group.
Okay. PJ, Rick, Rodney, and we already talked about Romeo. So PJ really stuck out to me. He's giving me like Ray J vibes. Like early Ray J vibes, like Kim K beginning.
I think he has too much. I like him, but I feel like he has too much gold jewelry for Michelle.
Yeah. For Michelle. He's a firefighter in Houston, Texas.
He does not enjoy the opera. Imagine your fun fact being like, I fucking hate
the opera. The That's ballet. How much he hates it.
It's such a weird thing to say. Like, I mean, also, like, I've never been to the opera. I'm 36. Like, it's not like you go once a year to the opera. Like, it's the high holidays. You know, right. It's like, how would you even know?
Yeah. Like, he's like, listen, I'm going on some stupid show in Hollywood. Don't try to get me to do some gay shit, like, sing at the opera.
How about Peter next to him? Peter, I mean, nobody has looked more like someone who wants to get a table at a club more than Peter.
He's a pizzapreneur.
Oh, tell I completely me what this skipped guy, the whole line. That was my bad.
This guy, yeah, you did. It's fine. You skipped, who did you skip? You skipped Martin. Malik, Nate, Alumide, yeah. Pardeep.
Oops.
But that's okay. I feel like these guys will be there for a couple of weeks at least. Because they all, Martin's super hot, personal trainer.
No, but yeah, Peter's sending me right now. The whole he does literally looks like a guy that I scammed in Vegas like four times to buy me drinks and let me sit at his table.
I mean, he says he loves red wine and calls himself a vino head.
Oh, so he's. Oh, I was waiting for it to say like Jersey something.
No, he's from Florida, but he does look very Jersey. And he owns a very successful pizzeria.
Nate, I mean, I've seen him in a lot of the promo. Okay. I feel like there's going to be drama with Nate. Yeah, all the promos and stuff. Nate's in a lot of it.
I have someone I haven't seen the promo, but I'm happy for is Pardeep.
Yes, have not this seen Pardeep.
This might be the first Indian that's ever been on the show.
I don't think I've known anybody. I mean, it's something that's very interesting.
I mean, The Bachelor did, you know, I mean, this is a more, we have to give them credit. This is more diverse than we've probably ever seen on the show.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, Pardeep also, like, I'm like, how did he make his way on the show? Because for a job, he's a neuroscientist studying the brain to find cures for diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's.
They're like, do you have a few weeks off? Because you'd be great for this TV show.
He's like, yeah, fuck Parkinson's. Ironically, I already forgot about Alzheimer's. Get it?
He's like, I haven't spoken to another person in weeks because I've been sitting here on my computer trying to cure
fix COVID
everything. So yeah, like let's put me on national television.
I just love that Pardeep says he doesn't enjoy sitting on park benches. Guess who's going on a park bench date?
Yeah.
Like we imagine.
Like I'm like every time I walk through Union Square, every time I see multiple rats on park benches.
Yeah, so, they're gross.
He's got a point. It. Let's go through the last kind of row. Rick, Rodney, we already talked about Romeo. Rick looks like he should be in a Days of Our Lives.
Yes, the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just very soap opera. Rodney, I think he's giving me a vibe like...
Bouncer.
Very bouncer-ish, very... I mean, he's a sales rep from California. It just, I'm excited to see Rodney on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's terrified of being catfished when Rodney looks like he might be 5'2".
But he's either 6'5" or 5'2", like one or the other.
There's no in between.
He's also terrified of possums. If they work possums somehow into a date,
Rodney will be there.
I would die. Possums are terrifying. So
yeah.
Oh, he was almost in the NFL, but his dreams were shattered by a career-ending injury.
Oh.
That's brutal.
Yikes. Rodney's going to have some baggage.
If we go to the last three, we got Ryan, Spencer, and Will. Ryan, whose eyes look crazy close together.
Yeah.
Spencer, clutching to the turtleneck game. And Will, who looks like he's just on a red carpet every single night. Like he just has that look.
I mean, Ryan looks like he's going to like explain cryptocurrency to me like the second I wake up in the morning. Like the first thing he says, like, yo, do you see Doge? Do you see where Doge's at right now? Like, definitely.
My dad told me that my stocks went up, so I can pay for that trip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, having looked at this cast, are we excited? What are we looking towards? What do we think?
I'm excited.
Closing remarks, so to speak.
I'm excited. I think my heart, Romeo, will get pretty far. Watch him be a terrible person.
You don't know. That's the thing. We're making jokes about, you know, literally just where they're from and what an intern wrote.
I know. I mean, even Ryan, who I just made that joke about, his fun fact is that he loves spreadsheets and he's enthusiastic about cuddling. So maybe we're wrong about a lot of these, but listen.
I mean,
but maybe
we're
not.
Definitely wrong. Yeah.
Your top three. I think that's a good way to end it, right?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
My top three. I'm going Rodney. I always go with the bigger looking dudes that I just like.
I love it. Jared's very positive, body positive.
Rodney, Brian, the NFL player, even though he's into God, which is a bad... Anytime God gets mentioned in the bio, you're like, oh, here we go. This guy.
Yeah.
I don't know how that group is consistently on a show where 30 men date one woman, but I'm just in shock, but like they're always here. And then I'm going to go with Pardeep. I'm just happy. Mm. Breaking barriers. Pardeep really...
Yeah, I'm excited for him. I hope he like shows up.
I'm going Romeo Leroy, PhD. He has a PhD too. And Jack, I think the Army officer.
I'm going to go Jomari, the personal trainer. I just think he's like so hot. I'm going strictly off looks. And I also am going to say Romeo. I have good energy. Like something is great happening with Romeo. I would say Clayton as well, but I don't think, obviously, he's not going to be top three. They wouldn't announce him so early as The Bachelor if that was the case.
Mind you, Jomari is a personal trainer whose fun fact is that he eats an entire watermelon every single morning.
That's
a big like health food thing.
Crazy.
You know, that guy Sayat Fitness I follow, he's a big like watermelon. You can have like 7 pounds of it and it's 50 calories. Like it's not exactly the healthiest mindset for food, but
you're going to have diarrhea about 30 seconds later. Yeah.
Right.
What do you think Clayton did so early on this show to become The Bachelor?
I think he looks like a leading dude. I mean,
I bet he's really nice and sweet and he gets really far. And I bet Michelle is like, he's the best, but I just can't pick him because I'm not in love with him. Something like that,
but
I bet.
It is interesting that he would be picked so early on. Like they didn't even and released like, you know, his name, like they didn't even make it a thing.
No, ABC hasn't even officially announced it, but like everyone, every news outlet.
Yeah, I mean,
Jesse
it's like
Palmer
he's been
posted
seen
about
filming.
It.
I think that this is like the new game of Bachelor. They get this is the free advertisement. They don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They just plan it out there.
And but, also we keep our eyes on him. Now it becomes a show within a show type of thing.
Yeah.
Listen,
well,
this will be a fun season. This is always fun to go over these people. I think for everyone, get excited. We're going to be back next week, ready to get into episode one.
All right. Well, all right. Next week, make sure you guys are following us. on Instagram at The Bachelor, on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You guys can subscribe to our weekly newsletter called The Bachelor Breakdown, giving you all the tea, all the shit that's going on in Bachelor Nation throughout the week at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. And you can follow me at KRX City.
Me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm at Jared Freed.
All right, guys. See you next week for the premiere. Bye.
Betches.